Hi, I'm Kim Logan. I'm a senior program manager at IdentityMine.
And I'm Duncan McKenzie from Channel 9.
And we're here to show you about the Smart Glass Companion for the brand new Channel 9 app for Xbox One. So here I've got the Xbox One app launched, and then I've also got the Smart Glass Companion here. So I'm going to start by just picking this video here.
This really long video.
And then you'll see that this has still remained on the home screen. Nothing here has changed. So I'm going to launch the video from the Smart Glass Companion. You'll see it start here. What's even better? What's the value out of Smart Glass? We have the transcript right here running alongside so anybody can follow along.
And it's actually highlighting the lines as he says them. That's cool. And it can do a bunch of different languages.
Yep.
So
there's just the drop down and you can switch between the languages. It does not restart the video. It just picks up right where you left off.
Cool. Great. That's awesome. So IdentityMine actually worked with Channel 9 to build this Smart Glass app as actually sort of a demo for people who are building for the Xbox while the Channel 9 team was building the Xbox One app. So the two things work together. They send messages back and forth and it gives somebody sitting on their couch the ability to control the Xbox One app and maybe get a little bit of extra information as well. So hopefully the end result of this is that when you're sitting down on your couch, you can watch things like all the build sessions take place on a big TV instead of being limited to working on your phone or on a tablet as well. So should we take a look at the Xbox One app?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Take it away.
So we'll see what else we got here. So we can actually go through, and it's very related to the site itself. It's got whatever's on the home page right now, and so if we wanted to take a look at something like Ping, the best show on Channel 9, we could do that here as well. And it's actually changing the Smart Glass, if you take a look, to show you what's sort of playing right now so that it can do all of its functionality there as well. So you can do that. And basically the big goal here, we've got all sorts of browsing features and search and stuff like that, but the real idea is just being able to watch on a TV. You could have taken an HDMI cable and hooked up a PC, but we really just wanted the idea of easy browsing. I know I'm going to watch a lot more Channel 9 because I just have a lot of trouble if I'm on a PC not switching over to email or code. And this way I can just put it up on the TV and then I can still, do two or three other things at the same time. Other than that, the functionality of the app, we're still in progress. We want to add in a bunch of stuff so that you can work with your queue, you can be signed in, things like that. But this was built by the Channel 9 team and it got to use a lot of the same code, a lot of the same WinJS code that we used in our Windows 8 app. So we were able to move that stuff over and get it up and running in basically just a few weeks. So that's really it for now for a little quick demo. We're going to try to push this through and get it live in the next few weeks and we'll let everybody know as soon as it's there. Thank you.